Now, Bats and Balls on Henley Road in Ipswich has been open for about 26 years. There are certain activities that take place here, such as football, cricket and a children's play area. I'm joined by Steve Bolger, who has been the director for the last 15 years. Now, it's not a very good day for business here, is it, Steve? Explain to me what's happened.
We've been asked to leave the premises on Friday by the new landlord. We had a previous landlord who was very, very good and very, very helpful, but unfortunately we have a new landlord now and he's demanded to double our rent. We've had a week's notice and we've now got double the rent to pay, which we were unable to do.
Bats and Balls has been here for a long time now. It's been a big part of the community in this part of town. It's come under different names over the years. Can you tell me a little bit about the character of the place and what makes this so unique and so special?
We try and make it a friendly, family-run place, basically. All the staff are regarded as being family. We're not a family business, but it's all regarded as being family. The place is very helpful. We try to make sure our customers get what they require by way of football and by way of cricket. With our cricket, we have youngsters as much as 8, 9 years old playing. We have 8 boys teams playing on a Sunday. We have dads and lads, we have husbands and wives, we have senior cricketers, and we also have people who are very good at cricket, and we have various standards of leagues. With the football, we try and encourage youngsters to play football, but obviously we don't do much junior football at the moment, other than local teams using our training facilities. But the leagues are based on being friendly and trying to have a reasonable game of football and cricket and make it a sociable occasion.
Having a quick look round, Steve, explain what we've got in here at the moment. On the right here, this is
a cricket pitch, which we play most of our cricket in the week on. At weekends, we have 3 pitches, and they're full every weekend with 12 games of cricket.
There's quite a big football pitch here, which has recently been relayed, is that right?
Yeah, £40,000 worth of money was spent on relaying and re-netting the place and doing the lights.
And then finally, at the end here, we have what looks like a rather large children's play area.
Yeah, we put a player in about 5 years ago. It cost us around about £100,000, and we are now being told we have to get it out by Friday. This is going to be pretty difficult, to be honest. It took us 3 months to erect it in the first place, so getting out in 2 days is going to be very difficult. It's a very special place. People enjoy coming here because of the fact that they know everybody seems to get on. When the footballers come up here, they play against the team they played against for a number of years. They get to dislike or like people in the other team, you can never tell, but they basically all know each other. And the same with the cricket, people know each other and they get to other outside of this, they meet outside and have other events, social events and things.
Obviously it's going to be missed by your staff and yourself, but people who use this area, do you think they're going to miss it?
Well, people tell me that I've spoken to since we had to close, telling me we were closing, have said that they don't know where to go now. They've been part of their lives for a long time playing indoor cricket, playing football up here, and they don't really know now what they're going to do.
So I'm joined by George Bailey. He's just finished playing football up at Bats and Balls on Henley Road. George, how long have you been playing football down here for?
For about 10 years, since I was 15.
So are you disappointed to see the place closing?
Oh, absolutely gutted, you know. Been playing down here so long and get to know the staff so well, and it's just devastating to hear, you know, see these people lose their jobs at such short notice. And now I think it's had a real sombre atmosphere here tonight because everyone's just gutted, really.
What does this place mean to you?
When you've played at a place for so long, it has so many happy memories, and I just think it's such a shame to see it go.
Will you carry on playing football?
Yeah, I will carry on playing football, but whether it will be the same again is a different story.